It's Friday. It's your dynamic duo, Emily
and Jen.
And we're here, well, you know, because we just like really like to talk about food. I mean, obviously, right? But like not, I mean, yes, we love to talk about how good food tastes, but we like to talk about all the other things surrounding it too. So today, Jen, what are we talking about?
We are talking about when the munchies hit at night, or why the munchies may be hitting at night.
Dun, so, dun, dun. If you guys don't have an experience this yet, well,
ask a friend. She probably has had it.
Ask a friend, because I can almost guarantee all of us have had the munchies hit at night. You know what we mean. You feel, you tell yourself in the morning, wow, I'm gonna eat so healthy today. You get to nighttime, you're like, I've had a bad day, or this happened, or blah, blah, blah.
Or Taco Bell just seems really good.
Yeah, you're stuck at a light, and you see Taco Bell, and you just can't stop thinking about it.
Got that feel. They got it available.
But, I mean, you know what we mean. So, Jen, why do the munchies hit at night, and what do we do about it?
Well,
what's your experience?
A couple of reasons I thought about that come up, you know, for me or and for clients and other gals that I chat with about these things. So I decided to just kind of share three of them. There are more, don't worry. So you're not weird if these aren't your reasons. But one of them is, I think, kind of common in the dieting industry, or with dieting, we were kind of taught to like avoid eating. Like, I remember when I was, I don't remember if it was when I was on Jenny Craig or afterward when I was trying to maintain, but I was really like realizing it wasn't about the food, but really struggling. I remember like noting that I've always kind of avoided the kitchen as a mom. Like, I'm like, get in, get out quickly, because there is a danger of overeating while in there. So I was always like rushing through the experience of making dinner so to avoid extra eating. So I think that's kind of how it goes for us. Like, I don't think I'm the only one that like we try to avoid eating if possible. Does that make sense? And so
yeah.
I asked a question.
Explain a little bit more.
Well, it's like we know we need to eat, so it's okay to eat two eggs, but eating anything for a while, that was my breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
But I try to eat as little as possible, get as much bang for my buck. Like, there was like so much stress about my food choices. Like, it was like certain things were allowed and nothing beyond that. So I was like eating, but always trying to go with as little as possible so that I had more calories for later. So that I would go over my calories by the end of the day.
Oh, because then did you find that by the end of the day, then you wanted to eat?
Yeah, because like, I might like a little treat or something, you know? And then I had conserved calories so I could have a little bit of a treat.
Like, what would be your treat? And like, would you ever find yourself?
Oh, I don't even know. Like, I'm thinking, I mean, ice cream popped into my head, but ice cream wasn't really allowed. So like, quote unquote, right? So I don't know, like in the most dutiful days of my dieting, I had it all penciled out that this is exactly what I could have. And so then you better not mess it up, because if you mess it up, then you're really screwed. Then you really mess it up. That's kind of how it went.
Yeah, so, okay. We were talking a little bit earlier about just like, in regard to like why the munchies hit at night. I mean, you would just kind of, talked about how you conserve so that you could have a little bit more. But then tell us a little more into that. Like,
well,
what kind of pans out throughout the whole day that kind of lead, like.
Yeah, and by the way, really quick, I want to say about that, because the reasoning there being, and I believe for my people, they'll understand this, but the reason for that is the less you eat, the more you'll lose, in theory.
Right.
In theory. Did you hear the in theory part?
In theory.
BT Dubs, never said that on this before. Did you know that if you under eat, your body literally will go into like panic mode, like into a stress response because it thinks it's starving. Mm-hmm. So it's actually horrible for your body to go under the magic number is 1200 calories. Like that's what I want. So some people actually probably shouldn't, like that's actually pretty low. That's like how much food a toddler should eat. So I mean, that may not be the best bet, but the point being, your body may recognize that as starving. You may be starving during the day because you're starving during the day. Then at night, you're literally, your body's trying to keep you safe. So it's like sending you the signal that you are hungry and must eat now because you're starving. And then what we tend to do is overeat because we're panicked a little bit and we like get started eating. We just can't help us. We eat something before dinner or we overeat at dinner. And the reason for that is, calling me back to reality. it's super easy then to overeat because it takes a good like 15 minutes or so or more for your brain to recognize that your stomach is full, like that cue, the satiation cue or whatever it's called.
Is that ghrelin? I think it's ghrelin.
Yep.
The hunger hormone.
Good job, Emily.
Maybe.
A plus, gold star, five of them. Okay, it takes quite a bit of time. And when we are really, really hungry, we usually eat pretty fast. Mm-hmm. And our eyes can be bigger than our stomach. And so that doesn't go so well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, doesn't it? And then you're like, oh no, I am so full, I can't hardly walk or move.
So the trick there, it may be, first of all, let's work on nourishing our body, like treating our metabolism, thinking of it like a furnace. We talked about that in the group this week, and like giving it some fuel so it can keep burning. Like, be nice to yourself, be nice to your body, like eating nourishing, nutritious food. I struggled with that throughout the day.
Yeah,
it's like doing
good.
You a favor, like front load, like if that makes sense. Instead, that is literally the most helpful thing I've ever done for myself is instead of thinking about avoiding food, thinking of it as like feeding myself the right foods and like actually filling up on the good stuff, which takes care of the cravings.
It does. And also when you start filling up on the good stuff, your body craves that because it knows, like, it knows when you're giving it good, nutritious, satiating foods that are going to take care of your body. And like, it wants more of that.
Yes.
Because those are the things that are actually satisfying, not anything else.
Yeah. The second thing that I wanted to share with y'all is, did you like that, y'all?
Yeah.
Y'all from Texas, down south. Okay. unstable blood sugar. So, I heard this thing one time, and probably, or if you've been in my world, you may have heard it, but that if you have cravings for carbs, you are most likely not getting enough protein in your diet. And so I started to implement that like throughout the day, not having so many food rules, but eating what kind of, given all you got going on, what's the best way to handle it? Like kind of like that, like, okay, if I really crave this, I can have it instead of like absolutely not about the things I used to call bad foods. But then I had to put protein with it. Mm-hmm. And that is how I cured myself of binge eating. So that's how I stopped doing this thing where the munchies hit at night and I can't help it. Like that mystery kind of got dealt with that way. So that was huge. The bottom line is when our blood sugar is unstable, we're going to like physically have the need for sugar to regulate ourselves. Like your body is telling you what it needs, but I guess I want to talk about front loading again, but like think ahead and like take care of your body, like knowing that that's a thing, then you don't have to have that symptom and then satisfy that craving and then feel bad about it because you're frustrated with yourself for doing a thing that it's not your fault, you didn't even know, but maybe that helps. So I like to suggest if this is a thing, try it out. Put protein with everything you eat.
Yeah, no, that's good. Good point.
And Did you have something with that, or should I go on the third one?
You can go on for the third.
So excited.
No, she's sure. Excited.
The third one's you're exhausted. I mean, I don't know if you're exhausted, but I think we live in a day and age where we push ourselves, and a lot of us are, let's just be honest, kind of stressed, and we live like a high intense lifestyle where we try to pack as much into our schedule as possible, and we may not understand what is going on with our body because we're just trying to be everything to everyone all the time, and we don't think of it that way, but we want to be such a nice person, and then we kind of maybe forget to take really good care of ourselves so we can be that person for everyone, and then it's this whole thing. And so maybe you're just tired. Like literally, maybe you just need some sleep. Like our body will try to, it's always looking for homeostasis, balance. And so if you feel like you're not even hungry, but you're just eating, maybe you're literally looking for fuel to help yourself to continue when you're just out of fuel. Like maybe you just need some sleep.
Yeah. Totally.
That sounded like a real mom thing to say. My kids like to say, Mom, not everything's a life lesson. And I'm like, well, it could be.
That just reminds me, like for myself, when it's morning time and I've drank a lot of coffee and I'm at a point of tiredness where no more coffee can really help. I just need to go to sleep. I mean, and then you can't really go to sleep.
And that's the morning. Well, gosh.
I know.
I'm just teasing you.
That doesn't happen very often.
I'm just
but...
joking around. Obviously, I've been there. Maybe not obviously. So I'm just, hello, guys.
The only reason I'm talking about this is because I've done it, and I still do it sometimes. Don't tell anyone.
So we're kooky. It's Emily. Friday afternoon, you can tell. But yeah, because it's like, okay, I'm tired now, but I think I'm throwing coffee in myself and on a search that, oh, if I just... maybe this time it'll help. Nope. Same for all the other. That applies to everything. Sleep is very essential.
Yes.
To our whole bodily process.
So.
Yeah. So.
Here's the deal. I don't know if Emily had some more science-y stuff to say.
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
Did you want me to do that? Is now the time?
Do you have...
Okay, everybody.
Emily would like to insert some very valuable information onto this podcast. And so here we go. I've given her the job of researching and sharing. You go, girl.
Because kind of I'm a science nerd. Not really, but I really love to see how like the innards of the body. That sounded weird. How our brains and our body works to, like, what goes on inside to then produce what happens on the outside. So,
Me too.
Yeah. So, what I was kind of researching was, like, the science behind craving. So, what I found was that, well, hunger and cravings are not the same thing. I mean, you might know that, you might not. But I mean, they could kind of sound similar, or like they happen at the same time, but they occur in different parts of the brain. So the hunger comes from out of the hypothalamus, which is at the base of the brain, but the reward system, which is where our craving system is at the center of the brain. So, and it is found that like cravings are similar to like kind of drug addiction. So it kind of affects the brain in the same way. And like the brain's reaction to drugs is kind of like the cravings for, they call them hedonic foods. Hedonic, I don't know. H-E-D-O-N-I-C. I didn't get to look up the pronunciation, but those
hedonic,
are-
Hedonic, I'm pretty sure.
Probably, yeah. Those are high fat, high sugar foods. So think about the way that you crave those foods. I mean, if you eat more of them, you're bound to crave more. It's just because like when you think of a drug user, the more that they use it, the more that they push their threshold or alcohol, whatever, the more you intake, the more you're gonna need because your body's gonna get used to that. So if you think of high fat, high sugar, you're going to think, oh, you just keep wanting more. And so
Yeah, so it's a little bit of a downward spiral, because you're always going to want more and it's never going to be satisfying. So if you can think about it that way, I mean, that helps me to kind of think about it of, okay, if I'm going to eat this, yes, it's going to be good in that moment, but I'm going to want more later. And that's not really what I want to be wanting. I want stuff that's going to satisfy me. So, yeah, you just want to keep repeating that. But I really like that, just thinking about those two different spots in the brain and how your body is going to react to that. So, yeah. With that being said, that's all I have for the science fact of the day. Be looking out for that in our future podcast because, well, I like the science of it. So does Jen. But, Jen, did you have anything else to add?
I don't think so. I was just thinking only that as you were saying that, that's like the science of it. I think the reason that this is valuable, or that it is for me, probably for everyone, like when you know that's how your body works, you can like start to understand like, well, first of all, there's nothing wrong with you. That's just literally how our brains are, our bodies are made. And then secondly, like the reality, though it may seem a little bit harsh, it's like you can't override the science of it. Like that is how it works. So whether we like it or not, maybe sometimes part of adulting, sometimes I'm like, adulting, but it's true. Like that's how our body works. And so if we don't have to like it, but literally if I feed myself foods that makes me want more of it, and it's pretty much, it's never enough, those kinds of foods, maybe I want to do myself, if I start to learn to value myself more and like realize like I'm better, like I'm a better person, like friend to myself and then also to the people I care about, that has been helpful for me to understand like that I'm like doing myself a favor instead of like, I hate this, I have to be on a diet. This isn't actually the goal anymore. The goal is to nourish your body and like eat in the way that supports the life you love. Like,
yeah, that's good. I think that's well said.
Thank you very much. For more information like this, join us in Beyond the Diet. That is a free Facebook group where we are supporting and being supported by people, women who understand us in our challenges with food. So be willing to join us if you have not yet done that. The link's in the show notes. Goodbye.
Bye. Have a great weekend, everybody. See you next week.